You were just listening to the Stabat Mater by my guest Miłosz Bembinov, who was born in 1978. You heard the Astrolabium Choir of Torun, conducted by Kinga Litovska, with soprano Alexandra Turaska, music of Miłosz Bembinov. And you were also sound engineer. You had a big part in that, too.
Yes, it's. I think it's quite interesting, but I wanted to. I mean, it's. As I told you before, I'm not a real professional. I mean, trained sound engineer. However, I do this from time to time. Specialized, take a guess, in choral music. So yeah. I've recorded quite a few choral CDs. Yeah. I mean, not only with my music, but some of them, of course, as well with my music. And this one, totally devoted to my choral music, I've just decided that I want to do this by myself.
Yeah. What don't you do, Miłosz?
I'm not gonna tell you. But
okay. That's fine by me. Go ahead.
And I'm just you know, it's really funny thing because during the recording sessions, I just felt that it's no longer my music. It's just, you know, there are some notes and sounds to be recorded, and actually at some point I was wondering who has written the piece with, you know, some silly chords or some, you know, not really convenient from the vocal point of view, notes in some parts. It was quite strange, but, you know, I know the process. It's very difficult. It takes a long time, because if you deal with a cappella, a choir, you have to remember that the voice, the most beautiful instrument, is also the most delicate instrument. Yeah. And if they are singing forte for, you know, like three times or four times, they cannot sing one more time the climax, because otherwise they would, you know, they would hurt themselves. So you have to spread the work, the sessions, in a way it's possible, physically possible, these people to sing. So
when is the CD going to be out? It's not out yet officially.
Yes. So we had the opportunity to listen to pre-release version. The CD, produced by the Sartan Records, will be released by the end of May 2013. It's going to be available online as well. I mean, in online shops, and I think your listeners will also buy some.
Well, I hope so. But in fact, what I'll be doing is if you want more information about my guest today, Miłosz Bembinov, there will be a link on the playlist on my website for today's program to my guest's website, as well as a link as to where you will be able to purchase this new recording when it is out. And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Certain records shop as well.
Yeah, so we'll go. We'll have that for you as well. But before we get to that, I would just like to let you know that the time is 7 minutes after 10, and it is Wednesday, May 1st, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you for this program every Wednesday from 5:30 until 11. Being joined for almost another hour, up until 11 o'clock, by Polish composer Miłosz Bembinov, who is going back home this coming Friday.
Unfortunately, yes.
And I hope you've had a wonderful stay. You've been here for a short time, though. Only
around 2 weeks already. Yeah. So, and this is my first time in America. So.
Oh, this
yes,
is your
this
first
is
time?
Yes, this is very first time in the U.S.
So. Oh. Wow,
it was, you know, I had the opportunity to see lots of different places here on the East Coast, but, you know, still I'm fascinated, and I hope to come back.
Well, hopefully with performances of your music.
Well, it would be perfect.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind that.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can, get some people, I hope, interested. Hope they are listening.
It would
because
be great.
Your music is...
I mean, my music has already been performed in the U.S. However, I haven't participated. I mean, I just got messaged about it, so just...
Yeah. So, I mean, luckily we have things like smartphones and internet, so you know at least.
Yes, of course.
But it's not like being here.
No, I mean, I wish I could go everywhere in the world where my music has been performed, really, because it's been performed in so many countries. But, you know, a composer is a very strange animal because it exists somewhere, but nobody, you know, actually pictures. No, it works like this. Yeah, I mean, composer, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, Beethoven or something. But people sometimes don't realize that there are still some alive composers.
And you are very much alive sitting
next
to me.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope.
Yes, and you are. Well, Miłosz, you are, of course, well known as a composer of choral music, but that is only part of the story. You have also written various other works, and we'll hear a work for string orchestra in just a moment. But you've also written film scores and popular music.
Yes.
Tell us about your pop music.
Well, I had an opportunity to compose some songs for different purposes, musical, and I even composed three hip-hop pieces. Polish hip-hop. Really?
No.
Really?
No. Oh,
it
my gosh.
It was just a kind of challenge that I wanted to try to see how it is, and is it less or more difficult to create such music? What I have to admit, for me, it was easier to write a hip-hop piece than the symphonic or oratorical composition.
Interesting. Have these been performed? I mean, have any groups sung these over in Poland?
Well, it's rather, I mean, it's the hip-hop songs, promoting them. Just it was, you know, like more for myself and just some friends. However, the experience was very interesting. Mm. And I think it was, everything what you do, it has to influence you somehow, in some way, and it helps you to get some distance. So this is what you said, that I would never compose such Stabat Mater again. Because point of view now is totally different than it was when I was 17. So this is why I'm absolutely open to compose film scores. Mm-hmm. Recently, I've composed the music to the dramatical theater, which was also quite an interesting challenge, because one of pieces was supposed to be a techno music, so I did it.
Like I said to you about 10 minutes ago, Miłosz, what have you not done? And this, I guess this proves it. Let's go now to this piece for string orchestra. This is your Divertimento Ingenuo, dating from 2001. Tell us a bit about the work and about our performance.
Well, it's been commissioned by the youth chamber orchestra, Divertimento, it's the name of the orchestra, conducted by Elżbieta Ostrowska. And, you know, she said, the conductor said that she wants a piece for her orchestra to be available, affordable from different points of view. Yeah. I mean, aesthetically, just for young people to be able to perform properly the music itself, the notes. And this is how I thought, what would be interesting for people which are around 12 to 14 years old? What would be interesting? So some rhythms, some rhythmical, repetitive music with some, a little bit pop music influences. So, well, let's just listen.
Well, we are. And this is music by my guest, Miłosz Bembinov, his Divertimento Ingenuo Four String Orchestra. Thank you. You are listening to the Divertimento Ingenuo of my guest Miłosz Bembinov. The work was written in 2001 and just performed by the chamber orchestra known as Divertimento. Elżbieta Ostrowska was the conductor. Music by my guest Miłosz Bembinov. Now, you have had an exciting experience. You were a guest professor in composition in South Korea.
Right.
Share with us just a little bit about that.
Well, as many things, it happened quite casually. however, it was a great experience, very challenging, and I've learned a lot also, just from the cultural point of view, from the, you know, they have totally different tradition of music as well. It was very important to me just... how to see what my Korean students' music roots are, because sometimes it's very important to have two steps back, but then to have better background, to start something new. So it's been a while, but just I had also opportunity to conduct the student orchestra there, which was also a little bit different work than with Polish student orchestras, mm-hmm. or European student orchestras, concerning their actually social culture. So, I could say, we would have to meet for another 5 days you want me to
talk about
my experience from South Korea.
Sure.
It was really very important in my life.
Well, tell us, we're going to hear some music now, a couple of...
Well, at that time, it's very, interesting. When I was in South Korea, I got an email from the Girls' Cathedral Choir, Puella Orantes from Tarnów, one of the small but very beautiful cities in southern Poland, asking if I would like to do some arrangements of folk music for them. And this is how it started. And later they have commissioned another pieces. Among others, Christmas carols. We have in Poland, we have a very strong and deep tradition of singing carols. And they are, my two compositions, A Baby Is Born and Let Us Rejoice.
Well, we're going to hear these now. Music by my guest, Miłosz Bembinov. music by my guest, Miłosz Bembinov. In fact, this is Christmas in May, May 1st. Miłosz, you had a funny story, and also tell us about the
sure,
what you
I
heard.
Sure, I mean, the commission by the Girls' Cathedral Choir Pueblo Orantes, it was the CD was supposed to. We've also recorded actually a DVD, so there is in the package you have the video recording. Anyway, we've recorded this during the Christmas time and mm-hmm. at the beginning of January as well. However, how do you think? You need some time to prepare it, right? So take a guess when I was doing this. It was actually spring and summer when was, you know, I felt really strange because, you know, we in Poland, our Christmas time is related to snow. And
oh, sure. And it can start snowing there very early,
and
too.
Actually, when I was sitting on these Christmas carols, the trees were blossom. So I felt really strange, you know.
Right.
So
right.
It was. But no, this is how you have to do. I mean, you know, you have to prepare everything in advance.
Oh, everything is preparation.
But and you think, well, how can you, you know, do Christmas carols in summer? Well, you have to if you want to have them professionally and perfectly performed in the winter. Right.
That's exactly. In fact, you know what? I'm imagining that it's snowing outside.
Well, it means
to
the
this music. That's
it
and so who are our performers in what was it exactly?
Girls Cathedral Choir Pueblo Orantes and the string quartet The Fall. It's conducted by myself. However, the permanent conductor of the choir is Reverend Pachota, assisted by Mrs. Aleksandra Topor. And, you know, they're doing a great job. You know, some of the chorists here are like 12, 13 years old. At the recording you've just heard.
Yeah,
so
it had
amazing,
beautiful sound.
And they really, you know, they work hard, really.
Beautiful
the voice
sound.
Quality and, well.
There we go.
So what I have to say, and I'm very proud of, that this CD, the CD name is Łukaszewski and Bembinov Carols, has been awarded actually we've sold so much of these CDs that we got a golden DVD DVD and later on platinum DVD as well as golden disc CD because it's
well,
different category.
Congratulations
so,
then.
Thank
you're
you.
In order. That's wonderful.
So it means that you know, but for me the most important thing here is that people just wanted to listen to this
and that's
music.
The bottom line.
So of course.
That's the bottom line.
Of course.
Well, let's go now. We're going to change and listen to something totally different. This is a composition you wrote for percussion duo.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it. Now, it's the piece is titled Returning Sounds for Magda and Miłosz. You're not the Miłosz,
no,
though.
No, this
it's
is the
group.
Other Miłosz.
Yes.
It's not really popular name in Poland, you know. It's really funny. So we say, hi, Miłosz. It's really strange for people in Poland. But anyway, percussion duo Hope Beats. So it was a commission. They wanted to have a piece for marimba and vibraphone. Why the title Returning Sounds? There are some motifs taken from my another piece, which was actually a couple of years played here on WPRB.
Oh.
The cembalo, the harpsichord composition.
Oh, sure,
it's
sure.
So there are some some motifs. Well, and there is also quite maybe interesting thing that the movements are numbered with 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which altogether gives 6 movements. However, their numbering is quite quite odd.
It is, actually.
And this has a symbolical meaning. So, for instance, number 1 is gate 1, as always. For instance, number 3 is freedom, as always. And for instance, you know, there are smudges of brightness, darkness. Well, maybe just let us listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do that. Music by my guest, Miłosz Bembinov. We listen to Returning Sounds for Magda and Miłosz. Thank you. Music by my guest, Miłosz Bembinov. That was his composition titled Returning Sounds for Magda and Miłosz. You heard the percussion duo Hub Beats in that performance. Well, Miłosz, it's been wonderful having you here. Just share with us a moment. And I mean, we got to move very quickly, unfortunately, through this. What's coming up for you?
Well, in the next week's the world premiere of my new piece, Vides ut Alta, for baritone and percussion, again, performed by another performers, which will be in Warsaw. And from that point, I would really like to thank you for inviting me here. It was a great pleasure and, you know, a great adventure, you know, to be here. So thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. And the playlist for today's program on my website will be posted by this evening, as well as the sound files for today's 5.5 hours of Polish music. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org, and we are going to sign off today's program with the third movement by
Amor Vinci.
Amor Vinci. I see right. that by my guest Miłosz Bembinov, and we're going to hear this now, performed by a large variety of choirs.
500 people.
Yes, I know. It's a huge, and when you look at the booklet for this with
this
the notes,
the picture
it's unbelievable.
Of the performance of my piece, actually.
Oh, another wonderful production of Akta Prealabla.
Right.
And this is the final concerts of the International Festival of University Choirs. This is 5 CDs of contemporary choral music from Poland with orchestra. It's wonderful. Anyway, we listen to the third selection from this work, Amor Vinci, by my guest Miłosz Bembinov.
Thank you,
Miłosz, for coming. And I'll be back next week at 5:30 for another edition of Classical Discoveries.
Acquereris ecco.